the streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. Tonight, we have a great show for you. We have Mayor Marie Lopez Rogers. She is the mayor of Avondale, Arizona, and she is also running for the Maricopa County Supervisor, District Number 5. And tonight we're going to hear all of her accomplishments and all the many community projects that she's done in her area and learn all about what she's doing. And before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we thank everyone who tunes into our show every Wednesday night, and like my wife said, we have Ms. Mayor Marie Lopez Rogers in the house tonight, and she will be letting her viewers know her point of view on her new seat that she's running for and what she's doing right now, currently at the seat she is now, and that's Ms. Mayor. So without further ado, we're going to bring Ms. Mayor right on the line. Hello, Ms. Mayor. You're on the line. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
We're glad to have you on the air tonight. So first of all, Ms. Mayor, like I was speaking to you before, you've been in public service since 1996, and I would like for you to explain to the people how did you get in public service and where you are right now today and what you're standing for in your community.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to speak to everyone. Thank you all for listening. I started in public service, first of all, let me go back a few years as a child because my grandparents were actually brought to Arizona from Mexico, and they were brought here to work in migrant field camps and in the cotton fields. In Arizona, we were growing Egyptian cotton for Goodyear aerospace and for during the war, all the tires that were being made. And so they were brought here. My parents lived here, and then we also lived here. So I've grown up in the community all of my life, worked in all the agricultural fields in the area, grew up working them, whether I was going to school, after school. Grandparents, my grandfathers both passed away when they were young, working in those fields. My grandmothers were single moms raising their children, and my parents met, and we grew up in those fields as well. And as I was growing up, my parents were very involved in the community, and being in a migrant farm labor camp, it was a village, if you will. There, people took care of their children. Neighbors knew each other, and we all lived and worked and played together and grew up together. So it was very much a family within a family. And I grew up a short distance away and was very involved in my community, got married, and became kind of the go-to person where people would come and ask me questions about systems, whether it was the government system or an education system. I was kind of the go-to person, and as my boys grew up, I have three sons and six grandkids. When my boys were growing up, we were very involved, whether it was a school or government. As a matter of fact, when I was young, about 11 years old, my father actually was marching on City Hall here against an injustice that was being done, and so it kind of was in my blood to make sure that the injustices were taken care of, and people really were the important part of who we were as a community. And so it was when someone asked me to run for office and thought, no, that's really not my role. And after thinking about it and after someone said, you know, the only way to change the system is through the policies that are being created. And I thought, well, you know, I'll try it. And I put my name in and ran for office. And that's how I began my career in politics, just trying to be that servant leader for the people in my community, and now trying to go into Maricopa County as a supervisor to carry it to a different level.
That sounds great, Ms. Mayor. And like I said in the beginning, we're very proud of all the accomplishments that you have done. I've read up on your Avondale government website, and it's just great when you see a leader of their community that's not just about helping self, but helping others. And I think you have shown that in a lot of magnificent ways, and your record speaks for itself.
Yes, sir. And I think the one thing that I always go back to is that little girl that was working out in the cotton fields. That cotton field is now where City Hall sits. We have built a City Hall that happened to be on a field that we worked on. So if that isn't the American dream, I don't know what is, because for me to grow up where I grew up and be able to do what I was doing. And when you talk about the streets don't love you back, it is so true, because in our culture, we forget about those kids. And one of the cultures that we created here in Avondale is a Kids at Hope culture. And what that is a culture that believes that all kids can succeed, no exceptions. And as long as they have someone in their lives to give them that hope, that opportunity, whether it's a teacher, a police officer, or a mayor, you know, there's hope in them and they can continue. And I felt like I was a kid at hope as I was growing up. And so I want to give that hope to children, whether it's through education, whether it's through housing or through family help. They deserve that, and we as a culture need to create that culture within our communities.
And that's very well spoken and very well said. I'll pass the mic to my wife, Ms. Mayor, and you're doing a great job and fantastic out there in Avondale.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Hi, Marie. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend a little bit of time with us and share your message.
Thank you, Lucinda. It's nice to be with you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Tell us a little bit, how long have you been the mayor of Avondale?
Been the mayor for 8 years, but I've actually been on council for 18 altogether. So have enjoyed wonderful terms in office, experiencing what it is to create jobs, what it is to bring hospitals to the community, parks and sports centers, and enjoying. We actually have a very young community. The median age is about 29. We just went through a branding exercise with asking the residents of our community, what does Avondale mean to you? And it was a wonderful exercise, because they really talked about the diversity, about the technology, about the healthcare and transportation, all the things that are important to them, so that we can take that to another level in our community. And certainly, hopefully, as I move forward, I would want to do the same in the results that we create here in Avondale.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about some of your community projects that you've worked with in the past, and maybe some that you know, want to continue doing in the future.
Well, one of the things, as I said, the youth were very important to me when I first began, and I wanted to create an opportunity for kids to be able to reach back to our community and the policies that we were setting. So we created a youth council in our city And they actually give input to the council about issues that are important to them, whether it's through town halls or meetings once a month or whatever that venue is. And as they were going through that exercise, I thought, you know, they really do need to have some sort of a leadership role or capacity and created a position for as a leadership role and hired on a youth development coordinator to help them do that. But soon thereafter, a couple of years went by, and I thought, you know, it's really, the kids can't do it by themselves. They really do need their family. So we ended up creating a neighborhood and family services department where it looks at the family holistically, whether it's housing, education, jobs. We've got a wonderful Care First program or a building where we use that. We bring resources to families, whether it's jobs or mental health counseling or housing, whatever that is. We create that for the family and look at it holistically. And we even, you know, have the a department for code enforcement because they really need to understand what it is to own a home and how to keep that home and how to make that neighborhood safe and a well-kept neighborhood so that they are safe and can enjoy the quality of life that they deserve.
All right. And with your wanting to become the Maricopa County Supervisor, what role would that change for you?
Well, you know, Maricopa, the county is a very large county. It's the fourth largest county in the United States. So it's very huge, and there's only five people that really overlook the budget for that for the county. And so, you know, we need to hold folks accountable about where the funding is going and how it's affecting people. There are opportunities in the juvenile probation office to possibly bring the Kids at Hope education and culture piece to that department. We work it's very similar to the city at a larger scale because they oversee parks and libraries and health care. And so from my experience, when I am able to bring a children's hospital to my city and know how to do that, hopefully I can do that for the people that need that in the areas that don't have that service, that they have to travel so far to just to be able to get health care. Or schools that aren't available for them, and parks that, you know, may not be up to par to the parks on another side of town. So, you know, just to look at, you know, what does that mean for that district and how can I help them benefit from the opportunities that are out there working with government. I've worked at the national level. I was president of the National League of Cities, which encompasses the cities and towns across the nation. So I've been able to work across the aisle. We don't look at, you know, party line. We look at what are the issues and how can we improve the lives of the people that are living in those neighborhoods. And the cities are the closest to those neighbors, and so I want to be able to bring that experience and that track record to the county as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, the National League of Cities. Could you explain to everyone a little bit more about what that is? And I understand also that you are the president of that and the first Latina president, is that correct?
That is correct. I was the president. I was the president last year, and it was the first Latina elected. It's an elected position as president of that organization. That organization, every city and town could be a member of it, and so it goes across the nation. and cities and towns are represented. We are advocates for cities and towns at the congressional level and at the administration level. So when we talk about issues that are important to cities, we are the advocates for those cities and towns. And council members and mayors are all a part of that organization, and we bring issues to the table in form of resolutions of how we're going to address these issues, and then we take it on the Hill to Congress and to the administration. So we've been able to work on quite a few issues, immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform has been one of those, actually mm-hmm. helped get it through the Senate, now trying to get it through the House. But you know, it's been a privilege for me to be able to work at that capacity so that I can bring that as well, you know, not only to my city but to the state of Arizona.
That's right. That's a big accomplishment, and we congratulate you for doing that and being a part of that. And, you know, not only as a Latina but as a woman, you know, you're a mentor and someone that young women can look up to and know that they can do it. You know, they just have to put their mind to it and want to do it.
And that's the thing, you know, as I said, you know, I live every day that American dream that every person wants, but certainly women still are you know, striving to break that glass ceiling, and I think we've cracked it. We're just not there yet. But my joy is to be able to talk to young women and let them know what they can do, because the opportunities are there. We have to create those opportunities, and we have to mentor them. We have to give them the tools that they need, and certainly the wherewithal and just that hope that they're able to, and somebody has to give that to them, whether it's myself or a teacher or someone in their lives. And I think young ladies are hopefully getting that message.
Exactly. Well, we thank you for sharing everything that you've shared, and we look forward to our continued networking and working with you and anything that we can help you with. You know, we just want to get out here and educate the youth as well and let them know that they can succeed, and they don't have to be out in the street selling drugs and prostituting and using drugs and all, you know, the things that some people end up doing. But there is a better way, and that's our message as well. So we're looking forward to, like I said, our continued relationship with you. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to Rob. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Mayor, right back with you. And I want you to just tell the young youths out here, men and women, you know, mm-hmm. what kind of hope would you give them, you know, that's trying to get into politics or just trying to be part of something to make a change?
You know, get involved, whether it's your school, whether it's your city. Get involved in the positive action. Get involved even with candidates that are running. Find out what they're about, and then join them, help them so that you know the process. There are so many wonderful opportunities out there, but you've got to look at the positives of those opportunities. And we've built a lot of, there's a lot of entrepreneurship. You know, we keep building, we keep saying that, you know, we go to education to work, but we really need to teach children that they go to school to create, because they can be the creators of the next technology industry. They have so many opportunities around the world as opposed to just their city or their town or their state or even their country. There are a lot of opportunities. You know, school is, of course, very, very important, but there are avenues through schools and opportunities through other trades to really create something new and as opposed to just working a job, but create that place that you want to be. But look at your passion. What is it that you really love to do? And then follow that, follow your heart, because you'll end up living your dream.
That sounds like a winner right there, Ms. Mayor. And before we let you go, Ms. Mayor, I just want you to speak on your seat that you're running for a little bit more. And if people would like to join your campaign, where can they go to your website at and things like that?
Thank you so much for that opportunity. It is Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. It is District 5. It is Phoenix. There, it's a huge district, but I am looking forward to really just talking to the neighbors and creating that opportunity for not only the youth, but for people without a voice or that feel that they have a voice. I have created in Avondale that opportunity with going out into the community, not just being in the office or not just being at a meeting, but really going out into the community. So please invite me out. I would love to do that to get to know you. My website is lopezrogers.com. It's LOPEZROGERS.com. And there, look that up. You can also Google Marie Lopez Rogers, and you'll find some interesting things on there that I never thought I'd dream of doing, such as meeting the President of the United States. So if a little girl that was working in a cotton field can meet the President of the United States, there is no dream that you cannot have. So please join our efforts. Maricopa County needs someone like me, and hopefully I can count on your vote.
Yeah, that sounds like a winner right there. And me and my wife feel the same way when it comes to the President of the United States. We have not met him in person yet, but we have received 19 letters from him, what we do with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, and they have our books and our clothes and all that. So we want to give my man a big shout-out, President Obama, Vice President Biden, First Lady, and Dr. Jill Biden, a big shout-out tonight, kicking in with the mayor, you know, Ms. Mayor Lopez Rogers in the house with the Streets Don't Love You Back.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and certainly I want to thank you and Lucinda for all the work that you do, and if there's anything I can do, certainly in the future I will make every effort to do that. You have done some wonderful things in the community. I think we have connected heart to heart, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the people in our community, and certainly look forward to serving them again.
Sounds like a winner, Ms. Mayor. And get that website out one more time before you depart.
I'm sorry.
I said give them that website one more time before you depart.
Oh, yes.
Off the air tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. It's lopezrogers.com, LOPEZROGERS.com. And, again, you can just Google my name, Marie Lopez Rogers, and it should come up in that manner as well, lopezrogers.com. Thank you so much.
It's all good, Ms. Mayor. We appreciate you. And, hey, we asking all the viewers that's listening to the show tonight, tap into Mayor Rogers' website. If you live in Arizona, Phoenix, Avondale, wherever around the Phoenix, Arizona area, jump online, sign that pension, and let's put her where she need to be at so she can keep making a difference in our communities across Arizona. So we want to thank you once again, Ms. Mayor, for giving us this interview.
Thank you so much. May God bless you for all the work that you do.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Tell your family we say hello.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Good
God
night.
Bless.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-623-623. 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two-step. Now clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream.
Slow dancing the side day, she sipping the wine slow. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isleys. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real, so I know that it's real. Memory lane, thinking the summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Meryl Green, getting her in the mood. Not rushing into a thing, I'm feeling like Rick James. We high up Mary Jane, she the girl in my dreams. She my earth, wind, and fire whenever we be together. No arguing with each other, music keep us together. Getting us through the weather, feeling the summer breeze. Call you my summer girl, like Jodeci, I'm a fiend. Travel around the world, ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1-2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel, is it real, how you feel about me, can you tell me, is it true, the things I heard from you, is it true, what I say, I love you girl, can you tell me baby, how you feel about me, when I say, my world, girl, that's all I wanna say.
shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it, baby, baby. Yeah, that's all I want you to do. Say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D. It's the B-O-Y-D. My world, your time, my yacht, my love, your world, my girl. That's all I wanna say. Can you shake it, baby?
Shake it, girl.
Shake it, baby. How you feel when you do the things you do? All I want is to love you down. That's all I want to do. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl.
Walking, girl.
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. That's all I want you to do. Shake it, baby. Shake it, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world. Can I love you down? Can I love you down? That's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do. Shake it, baby, hey, yeah, yeah. When I see you walking, girl, when I see you moving, girl. My mind wonder, baby, when I see you walking down the street, girl. Let me see you, baby, let me see you rock my world, girl. All I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. Can you jump, 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 girl?
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl? My girl.
Shake it, baby. Shake it, shake.
Boy. Trust him for me, friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Johnson, California's political prisoner of the year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. FreeGIProject.org. Thank you very much.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people, you start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up. And he died. We left his house and a few weeks later we found out that killed him. Like he was up in his room and his dad went up there and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old and I started doing meth when I was 9. And I regret when I was on meth giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret like helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like when I'm doing it, he sees it sometimes and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do and gotta be grown up to do it. I'd tell him how bad it is and tell him that it really ain't that cool and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
He says I'm crazy. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News.
If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, I know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized. Like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing. I think about you every time that you leave. And I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my heart's
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Be our little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed to show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'm spending my addiction and I finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste, but my arms around your waist.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Yeah, a little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel ashamed, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into
into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down.
I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do. And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay. That was worth it, and then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, you're going to get addicted really bad and real quick, and I just kept saying, no, I'm not addicted, and it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day, and I did really stupid things. I sold myself, and I stole from people, and I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by the Meth Project.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still.
My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know, I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least 3 people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships, I've stolen from people, my family, I've physically abused them, I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick a little white rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. Tonight, we had a great, great show. We had Miss Mayor Marie Lopez Rogers of Avondale, and she's speaking on great things that she has done and great things that she's going to be doing because she's running for that great seat of Arizona Supervisor, of Maricopa, Arizona Supervisor, and Maricopa County. So go ahead and join her team, and we all about change. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And also, if you have not joined our website, please join www.thestreetsonofyouback.neem.com. And also, we have our Junior Golden Gloves event coming up June 7th and 8th, and that's going to be at Mesa Event Center. And it's going to be a great time. All the information is on the website. Once again, take care. The streets don't love you back. And stay focused. Peace.